Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bubba, yourself, Seltzer, what do we got this week?
We got a lot. Let's dive in. This is our most star-studded drop of the week yet. So let's start it out this way. We were in Florida. We had some great people we talked to, and Charlie Manuel telling us about his Japanese nickname was pretty great.
Japan factors into this WBC a little bit. You Akahari was your nickname over there.
Akaoni.
Akahoni.
Akaoni.
Akaoni. And that's
what does that mean? The big home run hitter? What does that mean?
That means a red devil.
That's great.
Terrific. Like outstanding stuff from Charlie. Wasn't expecting that. All right, let's keep it going. The stars continue. Alec Bohm talking about Brandon Marsh wetting his hair, and you know, he's good with it.
He wets his hair
about every other inning.
And why is that? Have you talked to him about that?
I don't need an answer. He's do what you do.
Love it.
I'm glad that John asked the questions that matter, because like we all needed to know why his hair was.
That's all John wanted to know, really. So it's good. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you've said versions of this on the show before. Always great.
I have no life.
Factual.
It is true.
With a more pregnant pause in there.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Yeah, there was a, yeah, quite, you know, we've had them.
My life's a waste of time.
So that one, too.
True.
I doubt this will be beat. We'll see how it goes. There's some funny stuff, but when the owner of the Philadelphia Phillies says this, it's pretty big.
The goal is to create a team that 50, 100 years from now, when people ask the question, what are the greatest teams to ever play baseball, that a Phillies team is in that conversation.
I loved it. I really did.
It's my favorite thing that's ever been said on our show, whether middays, mornings, whatever, my favorite thing. So awesome stuff from Middleton there. Less awesome, Joe trying to say Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, no.
You know, James, if you hadn't answered it, I could have struggled for a long time.
I made a mistake. Mistakes were made, yes. Can you say it now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Good job. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. I just got to slow it down.
Can you say Mike Krzyzewski?
Coach K.
All right, let's keep it rolling, Joe. Sometimes you're way too honest with us, and you said this.
I've got the runs.
Oh.
Well,
what?
Sometimes.
You're way too open about your digestive system.
Correct.
I'm going to step away for a moment, literally to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. Joe, our out-of-context drops. Pretty good one here.
Yeah, Richie knows I would last less than 20 seconds.
Yeah, but not even. That's generous.
Apparently John knows. Okay.
Yeah, John was a little quick on the trigger with that one.
Oh, I did not mean that.
Holy mackerel.
All right. Speaking of you being too honest and telling us too much, we found out about your belly button and the lint.
When I wear the new undershirts, there is an incredible amount of, I guess you'd call it lint, every day in my belly button.
Oh, jeez.
But it's only when I wear the new undershirts. Now, John, I will do this live on the air. I'm going to tell you first whether I'm wearing the new undershirt or the old undershirt.
Oh, God.
I can kind of tell
this
by color.
Gross, man.
Because the old undershirts are, like, you know, disgusting color.
Yep, that's an old one.
That's
an
old one.
So it's not going to have a little bit.
Oh, look at that.
See that? A little bit lint.
It was not a little bit, a lint. just for those ones.
Guys, I have an old one on right now. Just wait till next week. Remind me when I have a new undershirt on. It's an astounding level of lint that gets in there.
So disgusting.
It is.
Yes.
Then why did you make us think about that during the weekend?
I figured
it's
people
really just wrong.
People aren't eating breakfast right now.
I missed that moment, and I'm kind of grateful for it.
Well, wait till next week because it's horrendous.
Yeah, well, I
try not to do that on Wednesday or Friday next week.
It drives Amy nuts because I take it out and then I just put it on the table right by us. Like we're watching TV.
That's
or something.
Just,
no.
Drives her nuts.
It should.
Do better.
All right. Let's keep it rolling. We've got like 15 more to get to or something. All right. The belly button led to me saying this, which is true, but also a little embarrassed.
I have a very deep belly button.
Yeah, that was weird.
I do. It's a deep belly button.
Is that a point of pride?
No, obviously it's not a point of pride. But
well,
it is
I don't
just
know.
A factual statement about my belly button. So,
yeah.
It's deep. All right, let's keep it going. Richie.
Oh, my God.
That's really good.
We're talking about versatility as a side topic, and Richie gave us this.
Plus the giving birth thing.
Yeah, that
not,
part
not,
is.
It's not fun.
That
I mean,
part
John,
is miraculous.
How would
that shows some versatility also.
Yeah, it does. Well, geez, John.
Wow.
John might have just won drop of the week.
True.
I'm
holy
just telling you.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. That's a thought that takes it to another level.
I'm voting
dig
for that.
In.
I'd rather go against
dig
a
in,
300.
Did you just say dig in? With the next words you just said, dig in.
I'm voting for that.
I don't know. Over Middleton, we'll see.
I think so. That's outrageous what John said.
All right.
Not inaccurate, but outrageous.
The stars continue. Dave Dombrowski giving us a great Bryce Harper update.
When you look at this, is that we're not going to put him on the emergency injured list, which would keep him out till May 29th. We're going to keep our options open, and we're hopeful that he'll come back.
Big news.
Yep.
Big
yeah,
news.
That was breaking news on our
it
show.
Yeah, that's probably the most newsworthy thing that's been said on our show so far.
Yep.
So let's keep it rolling. Joe, the weird noises, they keep coming.
I expected to lose a ton of dudes, but I'm realizing 7 is a freaking ton. Oh, no.
Ooh, that was a new one.
That is awful.
What is that, like smacking your lips? Or
it's like you're farting.
His lips get stuck or
it's
something.
Like you're farting with your mouth is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh,
play that again, James.
Oh, my God.
What a strange noise to come out of your mouth.
Oh, boy.
All right, speaking of strange, John Ritchie, some crotch talk.
They ran me through again. I looked at the, you know, the projection, the picture that showed my body. There was a giant orange square over my crotch.
Uh-oh.
It was the crotch.
Whoa.
There was nothing
in there.
There was nothing in there.
Oh. What were you trying to bring on the plane,
pockets
John?
Were empty. Hey. There was nothing in there. They kept it. They were
cut
insistent.
The thing of him saying there was nothing in there.
They were insistent that my crotch had extra whatever. Dangerous things inside.
Unbelievable.
The crotch.
Whoa.
There was nothing in there.
That's great, man.
Well, there's more crotch talk. How about this one?
My crotch is not illegal.
Oh, the crotch. Yeah, the crotch. That's good
to know. Good to know. All right, let's keep it rolling. Our buddy Layton, who does an amazing Josh Harris, just a little taste of it. Much longer call, but here's a little Josh Harris.
Josh, you don't really need a $100 Visa gift card, though, right? You got a lot of money?
I'm doing all right, I'd say. With Apollo Global, we diversify.
I like that.
Gosh, so good, man.
He's so good. It's dead
so
on.
Good.
All right, a couple more to get to. Let's keep rolling. Sometimes it's usually when I'm on the phone. I miss something on the air, and then I'll jump on thinking I was right. I was actually not right this time, and I was also not on the phone. I was talking to Elliot. You guys are talking about the Philly special, and I didn't know that.
But it's also classic around here. Is it classic? Do people care around the rest of the nation? Eh.
Well, internationally, people really care. Like, they
why?
Were showing the numbers of, like, and this is a rudimentary way
no,
to
no,
do
you're
it.
On the wrong topic, James. You're talking about the World Baseball Club?
Yes. I missed it. My
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, you in there talking to Elliot? You guys,
turned to Elliot for a second.
You guys
that was
just
on me. Yeah. Yep, that's pretty good.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it
jump
was. I was absolutely talking. I was talking about the tweet like views on the World Baseball Classic. That was definitely not what we were talking about. All right, a couple more. Ruben Amaro, what a flex on the show.
The only time when I was a GM that I asked to like think about the need as opposed to taking the best player was Aaron Nola, and it ended up being a pretty good pick.
Sure.
That's great.
Just a flex. Yeah. I love it. He was like, oh, you know, the only time I ever did this, NOLA.
Yeah.
Let me just point it out to you.
Yeah. All right, Joe, you said this.
I am not a great basketball player.
Good.
That's true.
Yep. Speaking of basketball, we got the free throw competition coming up. The great Mike Threeswick came on the show, and Richie asked him this question.
Mike, how agitating is it for you when a 44-year-old guy off the street who played middle school basketball believes he can outdo you in your area of expertise that you practiced for your entire life?
You know, it's I've heard it before. I like my chances.
Me too, Mike. Me too. All right, two more. I won't do the whole hammer celebration. That's been a thing. But just a quick taste of the hammer agreeing with a drop.
Guys, I just smoked this, dude. Wow. By the way, I am crushing fools these days.
What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
I agree with me.
Yeah.
You should agree with me more often.
It was
remind me
good.
To do that.
No,
very
but you
good.
Know, Joe, I'm a little disappointed in the hammer celebration this week. It's pretty low key. But you didn't yell at random people.
Yeah, it doesn't always. Like, at a certain point, it becomes a little formulaic.
Plus, I'm just winning so often. It's almost like November when the Eagles got a little boring. They win
Chuck.
Every game by 20 points.
Well,
Chuck
speaking of Chuck,
is on the way.
Speaking of Chuck, our last entry for drop of the week was when this happened.
I'm calling for one reason. I'm challenging you. Yeah, I'm tired of seeing you beating up on all these people with these imbeciles that call up here. I don't know a damn thing.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm calling you out, Joe DeCamera, and I'm challenging you.
Love it.
I love it, too. What's the winner? Seltzer, you name it, real quick.
I think it's Middleton. I think that's the coolest thing ever said on our show.
I love it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.